Optimize Edge Cloud System for activity monitoring using knowledge distillation. Welcome to Journal Club for December 13th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. We're all getting older. As we age, some of us may need additional care, and some of us won't. For those of us who do, we'll each need a level of care that is extremely specific to our particular situation. One size does not fit all. When it comes to elder care, the options are a continuum, all the way from near total independence on one end to 24-hour skilled nursing care and hospitalization on the other. The number of stops and options along that continuum grows every year, as there is more and more innovation in this area. One of the newer options is called Ambient Assisted Living, AAL. It's a weird name, but it basically means that the older adult lives relatively independently, but within a technologically enabled environment that monitors and supports them, automates key tasks, and importantly, notifies real human beings when something goes wrong. Today's paper is all about AAL. So let's dive into what AAL is, what these authors actually built, the trade-offs they made, and how they tested and benchmarked their system. AAL systems integrate IoT, machine learning or computer vision, and cyber physical systems, CPS, to enhance the quality of life for elderly individuals. These systems aim to improve well-being, ensure safety through continuous monitoring, and enable prompt responses in critical situations. In this paper, the authors focus specifically on detecting two things: falls and wandering behavior. Their overall goal was to wire up a home or facility with small IoT cameras, then somehow deploy ML models that would digest the video streams in real time and trigger an alert when one of those key events occurred. As you can imagine, this came with several challenges. One, resource constraints. How do you deploy complex deep learning models on resource-limited IoT and edge devices while ensuring high accuracy and low latency? Two, data privacy. How do you process sensitive information locally and prevent the transmission of raw video streams over the internet? Three, system scalability and adaptability. How do you create distributed systems capable of handling multiple video streams with adaptive load balancing? Four, accurate action recognition. How do you maximize the detection accuracy for critical actions like falls? And five, real-time alerts. How do you process data quickly enough to detect issues as they occur and trigger rapid response functions the moment they're needed? The system they built needed to address all of these challenges. Here's what they designed. The home or facility is rigged with cameras. Each camera continuously captures video streams. These cameras are directly connected to edge nodes, low-power system-on-module devices like NVIDIA Jetson Nano units. The edge nodes locally process the video data using distilled models, which we'll go into more deeply in a moment. After local analysis, only metadata such as action labels, prediction confidence scores, and system performance metrics is transmitted securely to a server equipped with a more powerful NVIDIA Jetson Xavier device. The server runs a quality and resource management tool, implemented using ThingsBoard, which is an open-source IoT device management platform. This tool aggregates incoming metadata from all edge nodes, monitors system performance metrics such as GPU usage and inference times, and performs load balancing to prevent any edge node from being overwhelmed. If an edge node detects a critical event with low prediction confidence, such as a suspected fall, it sends the corresponding video segment to the central server for further analysis. The central server uses a more complex, more accurate neural network to reanalyze the data. This minimizes false positives. If the central model confirms the critical event, an alert is triggered and sent to the caregivers. So to recap, there are five key steps here. One, cameras capture video streams in real time. Two, edge nodes process the video locally using lightweight models. Three, metadata is transmitted securely to the central server. Four, advanced models at the server reanalyze uncertain cases. And five, alerts are generated and delivered when critical events are confirmed. This system scales horizontally. Additional rooms and patients can be monitored by deploying more edge nodes without reconfiguring the central server. The architecture balances computational workloads dynamically while preserving data privacy and supporting real-time operational constraints, making it suitable for various monitoring environments, from personal homes to long-term care facilities with many patients. That all probably seems fairly straightforward so far, and it is. The complexity came mostly in step two, getting low-power edge nodes to run lightweight models. Deploying models on edge devices like NVIDIA Jetson Nano, which have limited GPU cores and memory, is challenging. Modern deep learning and computer vision architectures often involve millions or even billions of parameters, and they need to perform 3D convolutional operations to extract spatial and temporal features from video frames. This is necessary for accurate recognition, but it requires substantial memory and processing capabilities. To make this possible in a resource-constrained environment, the authors applied knowledge distillation, a model compression technique that creates a smaller, more efficient model while preserving much of the predictive accuracy of larger, more complex models. In this process, a large and highly accurate deep learning model, known as the teacher model, is first trained using a comprehensive dataset. The teacher generates soft predictions, including class probabilities for each input video frame. These soft predictions convey richer information than one-hot labels, such as how the model views incorrect classes in relation to the correct one. A smaller, computationally efficient model, referred to as the student model, is then trained to replicate the teacher's output rather than the original dataset labels. This training involves a specialized loss function that considers both the traditional cross-entropy loss used to compare the student's predicted labels with the correct labels, and the Kullback-Leibler divergent loss, the KL divergent loss, which measures the distance between the probability distributions of the teacher's and the student's outputs. The KL divergence function encourages the student model to approximate the teacher's learned data distribution, effectively transferring knowledge about interclass relationships. During training, the authors applied a softmax temperature scaling technique, adjusting the distribution of class probabilities produced by the teacher model. This adjustment involves dividing the logits by a temperature parameter before applying the softmax function. A higher temperature produces softer probability distributions, emphasizing less confident predictions and making it easier for the student model to learn nuanced class relationships. The distilled student models ultimately required fewer parameters, reducing the memory footprint and enabling real-time inference on resource-constrained edge devices. Inference times were further optimized using TensorRT, a high-performance deep learning inference framework. TensorRT's optimizations included kernel fusion, which combines multiple GPU operations into a single kernel execution, and reduced precision floating point calculations, which minimize computational load while preserving acceptable accuracy. This multi-step distillation and optimization process significantly reduced the system's computational complexity while maintaining robust action recognition performance. The resulting models achieved real-time operation at over 250 frames per second on edge devices, which met the performance thresholds for the overall system. And that, the model distillation, is really the bulk of the heavy lifting here. But there are a couple other system design decisions worth noting before we go. One, data privacy was a critical design consideration. Instead of transmitting raw video streams to a central cloud, all processing happens locally at the edge devices. Only non-sensitive metadata such as action labels, prediction confidence, and hardware performance metrics are shared with the central server. And two, system scalability and adaptability were achieved through the QRM tool's adaptive load balancing capabilities. This tool dynamically redistributes processing tasks across edge nodes based on real-time computational loads using a resource-based adaptive load balancing algorithm. If any edge node approaches its computational limit, tasks are reassigned to less busy nodes, ensuring uninterrupted operation. When critical situations require higher precision, a runtime reconfiguration policy automatically switches to more accurate models hosted on the central server, guaranteeing timely and reliable detections. To evaluate the system, the authors measured model accuracy using the F1 score, precision, and recall metrics, comparing baseline models against distilled versions. The distilled models consistently outperformed their undistilled counterparts, achieving up to an 8% increase in F1 score while maintaining real-time inference speeds. they benchmarked inference times on NVIDIA Jetson Nano and Jetson Xavier devices using TensorRT optimized models, ensuring that the system could handle multiple video streams concurrently. Stress tests involved deploying edge nodes in simulating nursing home environments with diverse lighting conditions, camera angles, and resident behaviors. The system maintained over 93% sensitivity and above 99% precision for fall detection in controlled tests, even in the presence of visual artifacts like motion blur and low-resolution video feeds. The authors also tested scalability by incrementally increasing the number of monitored rooms and redistributing computational loads using the QRM tool's adaptive load balancing mechanism. The system successfully scaled up while maintaining low latency and uninterrupted operation. Systems like these have broad applicability beyond in-home care and even beyond elder care in general. Similar architectures could be deployed in environments such as daycare centers, hospitals, and schools, anywhere individuals need to be continuously monitored for key events. In daycare settings, for example, action recognition models could ensure child safety by detecting falls, dangerous interactions, or prolonged inactivity. Similarly, hospitals could use such systems to track patient movements, ensuring timely medical attention in case of sudden health deteriorations. This could even be useful for our furry friends when they're in doggy daycare or home alone. If you want to dig deeper into how they built their system or review the datasets they curated for training and evaluation, I'd highly encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.